This podcast is part of the Power of Podcasting Network. Find it at powerofpodcasting.com.
Welcome to the Podcast Rodeo Show. I'm your host, Dave Jackson, from the School of Podcasting.com. This is where we grab a random podcast and see how long we can hang on. Then I grab my 13 years of podcasting experience and give you my honest first impression. And today we're looking at working cows. Now, for some reason, I pictured like a little cow with a briefcase going off to work. Instead, this is here's the deal. The Working Cows podcast exists to give you something to think about as you seek to increase your ability as a ranch manager, stockman, financial manager, land steward, or our most important resource, the people who are on the journey with us toward ranch business success. We focus on the four pillars of ranching operation, featuring people who are actually making the daily decisions that change the course of their ranch business. So why do I like this already? Is because, I don't know, I don't know anything about the ranch business. I bet it's a lot harder than I think it is. They've got 55 episodes out, and we're going to be listening to episode number 55, which their website's pretty cool. All sorts of pictures of cows. I can almost kind of go like, I can smell the poo from here. But we're going to be listening to the ethos of working cows right after this.
The following is an opinion, and only an opinion. These are actual, honest first impressions. If you don't like the opinion, feel free to never listen again.
All right, we're going to get our moo on. Here we go.
Working Cows Podcast. Episode 55.
Welcome to the podcast that gives producers a platform to discuss and share paradigm-challenging practices. Practices that have increased the effectiveness of their operation and the joy that their families have received from this lifestyle.
Nice. People get ready, that a change is coming your way. Is that Lenny Kravitz?
This podcast is proudly brought to you by the Global Ag Network. Howdy, everybody. It's Clay Connery, host of the Working Cows podcast. Been through a year of podcasting now, and we are facing some interesting times in the ranching industry. Half of all ranchers are over 55 years old.
Old farts.
Number of beginning ranchers replacing them has fallen by 30% since 1987.
Wow.
Beginning ranchers now make up only 10% of the entire population of all the ranchers in the United States. Beginning ranchers face a lot of challenges that make it difficult for them to start out in a way that sets them up for success. There are cash flow issues. There are issues of facilities and equipment and different things like that that make it hard for ranchers who want to start out to get that start that's going to set them up for success. And so as I've gone through this year of podcasting and talking to different industry leaders and people who are thinking about these things and people who are making decisions on a day-to-day basis that will set their business up for success or failure and the pressure that comes along with that, I've taken some things to heart that I hope can set up the next generation for success if they would implement those practices.
Nice.
And that's really what the Working Cows podcast is all about. As I've gone on this journey over the last year, I've come to realize that there are many people out there who are in a similar situation to me, looking for a way into the industry, looking for a way to get started in the industry, looking for a way to get into the industry in a way that's going to allow them to succeed rather than trudge along and struggle. And so I think that there are some things that we can do, and it really lines up nicely with the ethos of the Working Cows podcast. What is the Working Cows podcast all about? Why do we exist? And we say, you know, that we exist to provide a platform for producers to share paradigm challenging content. And, you know, I'm not here to tell you what to think. I'm just here to give you something to think about as you seek to manage your ranch business more successfully.
Yeah.
But really, there's an ethos that runs through everything that we produce.
Which is?
That shapes everything that I say, everything that I think, all the people that I talk to and talk about.
And that is?
And it lines up nicely with what I think is going to take, it's going to take for ranchers in this generation to get started out. And so,
yes,
what is it that we can do? How do we change this statistic about the age of ranchers and the number of starting ranchers being less than 10% of all ranchers in the country? I think that we do it by upping the profitability that is happening industry-wide, that we increase the profitability that these people are have access to and have the ability to grab onto. And that's why we produce paradigm challenging content on a week by week basis, because each one of those paradigms that we challenge will help with the profitability, or that's the goal, at least that it would help with the profitability of the ranch business of the individual who is taking those practices and implementing them on their ranch business. I think the first thing that we need to do as we seek to up the profitability of our ranch businesses is that we need to make our cows work for us. That's the first play on words that is the title of this podcast, the Working Cows Podcast, is that we take our cows and we put them to work for us. So many people for so long in this industry.
You almost lost me there, but I like the way the show starts out. The guy explains, you guys are into paradigm shifting. Holy cow, that's a buzz phrase. You should have called it the Paradigm Shifting Cow Show. You guys love that phrase. Wow. But I get that. I understand that it's time to change the paradigm, because obviously on the stats, I like the stats you spew out. You're like, whoa, the what? The who? Nobody's coming to fill the old shoes. I like that. The thing at the beginning where are you ready? The Lenny Kravitz sounding thing. I would think the 37th time I listen to it, but like after a year of this, I'm like, okay, I'm ready. Can we just get to the stuff? But that's just me. And your audio is good. I like the fact that you're just talking to me. You're not reading a bunch of stuff. I like that. The only thing is you kept talking about today. We're going to talk about the ethos and why it's so important, because the ethos and the thing, and later we're going to talk about the thing, and then we're going to talk. I'm like, okay, what's the thing? And then you said, okay, we need to increase the profitability of that. And then you kind of, because to me, that's kind of jargony. Like, of course, what business doesn't want to increase their profit? And then that's what I was waiting for. I'm like, okay, how do I increase the profit? So when you finally started to get into, here's how you increase the profit, you make the cows work for you. And I'm assuming you went into more detail there. So I gave you the horse whinny. But the one thing in the middle there was kind of like, all right, get to it, get to it. Quit talking about the fact that you're going to get to it and just get to it. But I like it. It's super niche, and I could see all the cow people going, finally, a podcast for us. I'm happy that there. I really expected a bunch of mooing, and you didn't go for the obvious. So that was kind of interesting. But all in all, not a bad show. Tighten things up a little bit. Get to things instead of talking about the fact you're going to get to things, and you'll be fine. And congratulations on a year of podcasting. Now, if you'd like your show right here on the Podcast Rodeo Show, it's super easy. All you have to do is go out to podcastrodeoshow.com. When you go out there, you'll see a couple banners right at the top, and you can click on the Fiverr banner, and there is no upsell. It's only $5. Now, if you want a full review, meaning not just the beginning, but the middle, the end, the whole episode listened to, plus your website top to bottom. We also do some consulting. Why? What's the goal of your podcast? And we kind of look at your workflow and make sure that your podcast is aligned with your goal. Check it out, podcastreviewshow.com. That's myself, 13 years in podcasting, Eric K. Johnson, 30 years in radio, and it's only $99. So that is going to do it for this episode 220 of the Podcast Rodeo Show. Everything we talked about today, you can find at podcastrodeoshow.com/220. And if you have any comments, either swipe up, down, left, or right, and you'll see the phone number right there, 888-563-3228, if you have any comments on the Working Cow Podcast. And on the next episode, we will be checking out the boy, here we go. When girlfriends and wives collide. Holy cow. Oh, that's the name of the episode. The name of the podcast is Caskets and Cocktails. There you go. Coming up on the next episode of the Podcast Rodeo Show. Thanks so much for tuning in. You can subscribe out at our website while you're out there signing for your own podcastrodeoshow.com. That's about 37 calls to action. If I was reviewing my own show, I'd be like, what are you doing? There you go. Thanks so much. We'll see you again real soon. So the episode's over and you and I were in line right now at like a convenience store and I had a bottle of Coke. Would you put mine on the tab? Well, you can do that now. Go to podcastrodeoshow.com/thanks. It's just a way of saying, hey, Dave, great show. Thanks. I double dog dare you. podcastrodeoshow.com/thanks.